visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
We'll be sworn in as jurors later today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Republican Tim Scott has already made up his mind in the case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
They are guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty of the greatest invasion in American history.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports that House Republicans delivered impeachment articles after Mayorkas testified at a hearing.
Over 7 million migrants have been encountered since President Biden took office. That's more than three times more for the 4 years under Donald Trump. Mayorkas recently changed his assessment and now calls it a crisis. He also said the federal government is doing all it can to keep illegal migrants from coming in.
With the resources and the authorities that we have been provided, it is as secure as we can make it.
Senate Democrats may not even hold a trial, saying Mayorkas committed no crime and there's just a policy dispute. There's uncertainty in the House over votes on foreign aid bills. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been pushing, but some of his fellow Republicans are pushing back, threatening to oust the Speaker over allowing a vote on additional military aid to Ukraine they oppose. But Congressman Ryan Zinke tells Fox Business,
I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere.
Ukraine's president again pleading for more American air defense after a Russian missile attack this morning killed at least 13 people in the city of Chernihiv. After Iran's weekend attack on Israel, Fox's Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
The United States will impose new sanctions on Iran's drone and missile programs. The move is meant to put new pressure on the Islamic Republic and try to dissuade Israel from launching a heavy counterstrike.
Iran warned today that even the tiniest Israeli invasion would lead to a massive and harsh response. There's no court today for former President Trump in New York, so jury selection will resume tomorrow. They've picked seven jurors so far. He calls it political persecution, trying to silence him.
The gag order is totally unconstitutional. The judge should not be there. The judge is highly conflicted.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
A week before the Supreme Court considers a big Trump case on whether the former president should be immune from prosecution like he claims over actions taken while he was president, the justices heard another Trump-related case, a challenge to one of the charges he's facing in the federal 2020 election indictment, a charge that's also been used to prosecute hundreds of 2021 Capitol rioters.
The issue here is whether a federal law passed a couple of decades ago to address corporate fraud and document destruction can be properly applied to those allegedly engaged in, quote, assaultive conduct like taking part in a riot, like January 6th. Several justices expressed very deep concern that the obstruction statute sweeps simply too broadly into areas like peaceful but disruptive conduct. There are questions that persist about whether violence changes the reach of the statute.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Interest rates may not be coming down a while longer. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell had said they plan several rate cuts this year, but they're not ready yet because inflation's been inching back up, not coming down like they were.
You know, we took that cautious approach and sought that greater confidence so as not to overreact to the string of low inflation readings that we had in the second half of last year.
The Fed may not cut rates till June or later. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after yesterday's mixed market. The Dow rose 63 points, snapping a six-day losing streak, but the Nasdaq dropped 19. It's playoff time in the NBA.
Reeves drives and feeds, corner three, Russell, bullseye! What a shot.
D'Angelo Russell and LeBron James led the Lakers past the Pelicans in the first play-in game on TNT. Los Angeles' 110-106 win gives the Lakers the seventh seed in the Western Conference. New Orleans will next play Sacramento. The Kings won the other play-in game, routing Golden State 118-94. The winner tomorrow gets the eighth seed. The Eastern Conference play-in game is tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The state is proposing a program that would eliminate $1 billion in medical debt in the state. $10 million investment would rid of medical debt for 340,000 low-income Illinoisans. Cook County already implementing a similar program for county residents there, assisting over 200,000 residents. Champaign County Coroner identifying the man killed in a shooting over the weekend outside Rantoul. John Alberto Guadalupe Sanchez died and followed the incident Sunday night near the intersection of County Roads 3200 North and 1800 East. His death is under investigation. Home severely damaged by fire in Champaign. That blaze broke out inside a home Monday in the 4800 block of West Windsor Road. Two inside at the time of the fire, suffering from burns. Both were sent to hospitals. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. Anyone with information on this incident, you are asked to contact police and fire personnel. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim, and good morning. I am Stevie J. It is Wednesday. What is today?
April 17th.
Happy birthday.
Got the happy birthday in the background here.
This is her birthday, Gregory.
Thank you.
Yes. Happy birthday to you.
There we go. I feel special.
Well, she's
older.
Youthful. I'm thinking youthful.
Okay.
Compared to you and I, yeah.
Well, not by much.
Yeah.
In any case, thank you for that. It does feel good to have your birthday and have so many greetings come in by text and 359-2255 if you want to get in on the fun.
Yeah, for sure. Text Diane.
Facebook, some people sending pictures.
And she's everywhere on Facebook.
Well, it's awesome.
She's as community-minded of a person I know.
Well,
absolutely.
I have the Autism Gala tonight and Dr.
Yeah,
Temple
working.
Grandin in town, and it's going to be a blast at City Center. So it's Autism Month here in April, and we've got a salute and a walk coming up on Saturday with CU Autism Network. So I think that's a fun way to bring in year number blah blah blah.
There you go. It's year number blah blah blah.
Exactly.
I got you. I understand that. Let's check weather. Brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, since we've been out in the sun more, check your skin regularly. Talk to your doctor if you notice any changes. For details, visit carl.org/skin cancer.
Okay. Well, I've been sweating here the last few days. Not complaining.
Lots
at
of
all.
Yard work getting done.
Oh boy, lots happened. A little cooler. What are you seeing there in our meteorological skies, Mr. Greg Soyer?
Well, my friend, we've made it through okay. No real widespread or significant severe weather in our neck of the woods, as was the case around here. The more substantial rains of this particular weather system impacting some of the still dry, drought-ridden and drier areas of the western and northwestern Corn Belt, i.e. Nebraska and Iowa. That's okay out there. We need the moisture. And we have one more quicker, faster-moving impulse here tomorrow, later in the day. That'll bring down a piece of some chillier air and maybe a little frost scraping here. I don't think it'll be widespread, but maybe Sunday morning after that. Boy, finally, long range is lining up on the current weather maps and charts with a good opportunity for field work and access to that for next week, especially in some of the wetter areas of the far east and southern Corn Belt, Ohio, and parts of Indiana, and here through central Illinois as well. And we'll just go forward from there. And another big, big warm-up inside. It's about 7 to 10 days out, but still pushing the buttons on maybe some 80-degree warmth as we wind our way through the end portion of the month of April. And a mild morning out there this morning. 64 over at Rantoul, 67 at Danville, 65 at Willard and Savoy. That south wind becomes more westerly, running at a steady 20-mile-per-hour clip. It'll hit 40 miles per hour. Skies turn partly to mostly sunny. Any mention of a shower is going to be up north and northwest of Ford County. And a high today here in East Central Illinois of about 72. We'll bottom out tonight clear. Diminishing wind, chillier 48. Tomorrow increasing clouds. And there will be a couple of showers and thunderstorms and maybe half to two-thirds of the area tomorrow afternoon and evening time. Amount should be well under a quarter inch and high tomorrow. Back up again around 72. Into the 40s tomorrow night. Partly sunny. A bit breezy. Cooler for the day on Friday at 58. Cool for the weekend, but a fair amount of sunshine. 56 Saturday. 58 on Sunday. Here come the low to mid 60s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And some low 70s next Thursday and Friday. Dry weather expected for much of next week as well. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solje.
All right, off and running, ESPN 93.5. Thank you, meteorologist Greg Solje. So, Donald Trump will be in the courtroom again today. They're picking jurists. They've got seven. And 87% supported Joe Biden in Manhattan. So the chances of finding a Trump person are not very good. Right. I mean, 1 in 10. So my understanding of it, and I'm just trying to make sure all this is correct, but he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from his personal funds.
Okay.
Apparently, Alvin Bragg thinks it should have come from the campaign fund. But because it was 11 days before the election, it seemed to be political. But he paid for it out of his own pocket, and so it's business fraud. But let me just go back. The Department of Justice, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, or was it Barack Obama? I don't know. It's too long ago. It was a Democratic Department of Justice looked at all of this. It was a misdemeanor at best, and the statute of limitations has run out on it already. But somehow the DA in New York, who campaigned on getting Trump, made it a felony. I twisted around, said business fraud of some kind. It is unbelievable.
The payment to Stormy Daniels was in 2016.
But it's classified as a misdemeanor if it was at all. But the Department of Justice, which is Barack Obama's Department of Justice, they said there's nothing there.
Gotcha.
And then the judge presiding over this donated money to Joe Biden, and his daughter's raising money on the trial because her dad's a judge.
Wow, a little bit of a lean there.
She's a political operative. You're going, there's no way. This can't be true. So do the fact check and look it up yourself. But if you're a judge and you gave to Joe Biden, and this is the top opponent to Joe Biden, there's a slight, you're human.
Mm-hmm.
So you're obviously for Joe Biden. That's fine, but you probably shouldn't preside over the thing. So recuse yourself. Anyway, that's head shaker for me. So,
I guess Stormy Daniels is back in 2006.
$130,000. Long time ago.
Right.
And then Michael Cohen is their star witness. He's already been in jail, served time.
Yes.
As Trump's former attorney, so he's already lied before. So I don't know what you get out of this, except probably a conviction. If they don't convict in Manhattan with that judge.
But still, some supporters in Manhattan with him being there. And what was he getting, some coffee?
Store. I went to the bodega because that's where the guy that got robbed shot the bad guy and got charged with murder by the same DA. I mean, what has happened to law and order? What has happened to, here are the laws and here's the consequence when you break the law, and when you tell your child to clean their room and they never clean their room and you never do anything, then they're never going to clean their room. If you continue to release people who break the law immediately, there's no sweat. Just keep doing what you're doing because nobody's going to do anything. So we're in a real odd time. It's definitely unprecedented in American history. We're going to jump to sports. I want to play the Brad clip. We'll go a little early here this morning.
Sounds good.
Cardinals win late.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and we're right back at the Oakland Coliseum for a broadcast that begins at 1:40 today. First pitch around 2:35 Central, and it will be Steven Matz on the mound as the Cardinals go for the sweep after Lance Lynn and the Redbirds won 3-2 last night in Oakland.
Final trip to Oakland Coliseum is today, and the Cardinals hoping for that sweep, as you mentioned. Last night, really good work from Lance Lynn, who picked up the victory, went seven strong, solid innings, was as strong at the end as he was at the beginning. Ryan Helsley picked up yet another save. He leads the National League with seven of them.
And in between, Jojo Romero worked a 1-2-3 inning, and Esteori Ruiz, who hit a home run against him in game one, Jojo struck him out.
Really good work from Jojo. He's been dynamite. The Cardinals benefited from a throw that went to the wrong base that allowed them to pick up the winning run.
The Redbirds went 1-2 in Arizona, but they have a chance to win all three in Oakland behind Steven Matz. And we're on the air today at 1:40 Central Time.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
I guess in 10, Arizona came out on top, 12-11 over Cubbies the Cubs.
The Cubbies came back. They were down 8-5. I mean, they battled back. It was a go-back-and-forth thing. Arizona edges the Chicago Cubs.
Our intern, Kyle Tosk, lamenting on social media about our bullpen for the Cubs and things like that. So they got a day game today, too, using Jordan Wicks on the mound with a 240 start over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox and Kansas City were postponed due to the rain. And same with Illinois SIU e-game was postponed. It was awfully windy yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
So they'll face Northwestern Friday at 6. Northwestern beat our Illinois softball team 4-1. They'll have Michigan State Friday at 4 up in Michigan. Kerry Booth coming our way, Stevie.
Yep, he's the 6'11". Can play the 3, 4, or 5.
Right.
Brad Underwood at the Coaches versus Cancer, a good time had by all. A lot of people at Gordyville.
Yes.
Brad did talk to the media about everything.
You know about the transfer portal? How's things going for you?
Great, great. I think that we've been very active since the day it opened. I've been very public in saying I don't like the timing of it. But we've had guys on campus. We've done a ton of Zooms. As the portal goes, this is speed dating. So you're developing relationships, diving into things as quickly as possible. And our guys have done a great job, and we feel like we're in a place of addressing our needs, and that's something we're excited about.
Have you officially talked about any additions yet and what they bring?
Yeah, I think we've gotten a few in. Jake Davis, obviously, from Mercer was the first, a young man that we're really, really excited about. Elite shooter, high IQ, just a great fit. Kylan Boswell, Kylan is a guy that we're re-recruited. Obviously, everybody knows him, a five-star kid that went to Arizona, was a part of Tommy's success there. Coming back home, great player. Trey is a young man that we followed very closely throughout his process. Obviously started at Southern Cal, made a transfer to Louisville, had a great freshman season there, but fits what we're doing. Kind of a multi-dimensional 6'7", do-it-all guy, high IQ. And then the latest one, which I think is out, probably getting me in trouble, Kerry Booth. Kerry was a transfer from Notre Dame, 6'11". Very, very excited about him as a guy that can play multiple positions, really, 3, 4, 5 on the perimeter. He's got great, great size and length and athleticism. He can really shoot it, can really run. So we feel good about this group, and we'll continue to keep diving into the portal.
I feel about these guys like it did Quincy Guerrier. Who?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm sure we'll learn.
Well, we're going to, but it sounds like we're pretty athletic and long.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is exciting.
The WNBA draft drew a peak of 3.09 million viewers. They've never had that many. It was like 600,000 in years past.
That's five times. Our weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got Earth Day for everyone from 1 to 4 at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana coming up on Saturday the 20th. Enjoy.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity, and all is well across the area regarding weather coming off the scattering of showers and thunderstorms and a couple of stronger storms in parts of the area yesterday evening time. But in good order, we go for the day today on a drier southwest and west wind flow, still mild Pacific air with a partly to mostly sunny sky to evolve later this morning and into this afternoon, maybe up north towards the Kankakee. A stray shower can't be ruled out this morning. The high at about 72 in that west wind and southwesterly wind up to 40. 40 miles per hour in gusts. Much cooler tonight. Diminishing wind will bottom out at around 48. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with a shower thunderstorm in spots for the mid to late afternoon. Winds will come around southeast, the high at 72. A couple of showers, thunderstorms early tomorrow night, low down to 45. Much cooler for the day on Friday, becoming partly sunny, the high near 58 degrees. For the weekend, cool, mid and upper 50s. A little frost patch Sunday morning with mid 30s, heading towards a low to mid 60s the first half of next week, and some milder 70s after that. For Stevie J, broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Yeah, time for your Fox Business Minute. I've got a Stever. Stand by. It's 7:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Shares of Travelers companies are under pressure in pre-market trading after the property and casualty insurer missed expectations for profit and net premiums written. Catastrophe losses grew 33% to $712 million, while underwriting gains jumped 57% to $577 million. The stock is up about 17% year-to-date. And shares of Eli Lilly are up in the pre-market on positive news about its sleep apnea drug, marketed as Zepbound. The pharmaceutical maker says it provided considerable relief to overweight or obese people who had obstructive sleep apnea or episodes of stopped breathing during sleep. The results from a pair of year-long clinical trials could offer a new treatment option for some 20 million Americans. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We're celebrating Diane Ducey's birthday today.
Yee-hoo!
All our guests on the Tapman's Towing phone line, everything via text at 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. Do you remember your first birthday that you recall? How old were you the first birthday you remember?
Betty and Jean Ducey usually make the meal of your choice. I always like meatloaf or lasagna.
But you don't remember the first one. Like, what was the first awareness that you had, it's my birthday? Five, four, two?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't remember.
It's okay.
Maybe like seven. And, you know, she always made a special cake. She made me a Barbie cake once where the skirt is like, you know, essentially an angel food cake or whatever, and you're filling it with icing and stacking it up a little.
Barbie and Ken Club.
I guess so.
It's good. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I like my Ken doll.
I had a ginger.
Mary Diane had Barbie and Ken. I liked the Ken doll. I think I gave Ken a haircut. And you know what? I learned that at a very young age that Ken's hair didn't grow back.
I didn't. Right.
You kind of.
I thought it was the plastic head on Ken.
I thought there was a little
Anyway, I tried scissors on it. I just was shocked it didn't grow back. There's little patchy parts somewhere
in the
attic.
Have you seen the Barbie movie yet?
Yeah, I did.
There's the weird Barbie that gets worked on or whatever.
I don't recall anything about it, but I saw the movie.
Anyway, I do remember. I think it was Ginger or Skipper or somebody, like Barbie's little sister.
That's not Gilligan's Island? And Ginger and Skipper?
Since I was... Since I was the younger sister, I'm the baby and the six siblings. You've got five siblings in the Ketchterian family? Is that right?
There's four of us.
Four of you? Okay.
You guys have five.
Yes. No,
six.
I mean six.
Six.
But I'm the baby. So.
Yes, that's right.
All good.
Diane Ducey, another trip around the sun, as they say.
Yeah. Here we go.
Thankful for you.
Thank you.
Remember yesterday I said Roy McIlroy might go to LIV Golf?
Yes.
That was not true.
Well, Rory, there has been some buzz in social media circles and media circles that you have been offered and contemplating a move to LIV Golf with some pretty astronomical numbers. What's your reaction?
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think one of the things that I've realized over the past 2 years is, you know, people can make their own decisions for, you know, whatever they think is best for themselves, and you know, who are we to judge them for that? But personally for me, you know, my future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
Okay, so there you have that. That was not true, but that's how things go. They just rapid fire on social media. And then it's like you kind of check it out, but then you see who's reporting it and
right.
how credible it is and all
right.
this. So anyway, not true according to Rory.
Right.
So.
And they say, you know, sometimes when you do click on stuff that says sources say or reports,
yeah.
that means, well, not really confirmed.
Well, if somebody of some status reports it, like
right.
well-known, credible, been successful, then you believe it more. And
mm-hmm.
the number of reports out there. 850 million was the number, which is, you know, 500 million more than anybody else got. So.
Right.
All right. We have a Stever. This is the program where I'd like you to go to these businesses and try them out, and I'd help you. For instance, there's a $100 PDR complete vehicle inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be gold if you're trying to sell your car on your own. Or if you're just trying to sell your car, maybe a dealership. So here's what I got. PDR has like a 5 printout. It's a $100 service. Not, you know, they just hook it up. Like you go and get a, you know, whatever at the hospital, all those little thing pads on your chest.
Yes.
So they do to the car.
Okay.
And then it prints out all the stuff, and here it is, and this needs attention. This is okay, but you probably ought to look. And so it's a $100 deal, and I'll do that. And then they might come back and say, you know what? You need XYZ. That's $360 more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kick another $100 in toward that.
Okay.
So it's a $200 deal if you choose to get any service. And otherwise, a $100 thing that could be handy to kind of see where you're giving a 16-year-old a vehicle. Where are you with that?
Right.
So it's one of those deals. We only ask that you win this one time.
Get the diagnostics done.
Diagnostics. Yeah, the outlook on what you're driving.
Right. And find out what are their pressing needs, how much that'll cost. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana.
PDR Automotive, they've been around a long time. I believe it's 50 years mm-hmm. plus. John Marshall and his team. So to enter, just go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com. You'll get an email tonight after 8 o'clock if you're one of our winners.
Sounds good.
You have 7 days to make an appointment, and it might be a week or two before they can get you in, so I'm not worried about that. As long as you make the appointment, get it going.
Family owned since 1973 with three
yep.
generations of quality automotive technicians.
Okay, again, GoStever.com. Okay, we have Brother Johnny and Ed Martin standing by for our Wednesday segment. Stand by. Looking forward to our conversation.
Awesome.
We were able to trap the wisdom of Katie Couric.
Oh, no.
You know what?
I've always liked her, but I've never thought of her in a political realm.
Well, I mean, it's essentially, she's not doing that anymore. She can do whatever she wants on her opinion. That's
okay.
fine. But she was more of the, Rush Limbaugh called her the perky Katie Couric.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's very, I loved her energy.
Right.
And very likable. Worked with Matt Lauer, who kind of
right darn
did
it
did a lot of bad things
mm-hmm. behind the scenes.
Yeah. Okay, so we got that and
okay.
more coming up. Stand by. The montage, slight montage of the Biden administration's Words to Iran, which have one word in it. We'll get to all that. I got a little bit of a clip here for you. 729, okay. All that next, ESPN 93.5.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products, and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Have you ever looked at a junk truck and said, man, that truck is pretty? Two men in a junk truck, trucks are pretty. They're pretty big, so they can handle large jobs. They're pretty reliable. Two Men in a Truck has been recognized as a trusted leader in the moving industry for over 35 years. Now we are proud to offer that same reliability to junk removal, and they're pretty fast. When you're ready to let some things go and that you don't need, you don't want to wait 3 weeks. You want it gone now. Go to twomenandajunktruck.com and make room for what matters most.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today in the impeachment trial of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott on Fox's Hannity.
Republicans want this to be an exercise that is thorough, that finds the truth and brings to the surface the absolute disaster of the Biden administration imperiling and jeopardizing American lives.
But Democrats in the Senate could quickly move to dismiss the trial. Some House Republicans are also threatening to kick Mike Johnson out of the speakership over his support for foreign aid packages. But Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke isn't one of them.
I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere.
Zinke on Fox Business. No court today for former President Donald Trump. Jury selection in his hush money case will resume tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Macon County State's Attorney Scott Reuter is calling the deadly police shooting last month in Decatur justified. He says the use of force in the shooting of Rocky Dupin was in violation of state law and was the necessary response. Video shows officers pulling over Dupin and ordering him to get to the ground. It was later determined the object was a replica-style gun that appears realistic. A home severely damaged. It follows a fire in Champaign. The blaze broke out Monday inside a home at the 4800 block of West Windsor Road. Two people were outside at the time of the fire. They suffered from burns, both sent to the hospital. The cause is under investigation. Governor Pritzker appointing James Montgomery to serve as the executive director of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board, the appointment pending confirmation by state senate. Montgomery most recently served as the director of the administrative services with the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office in Massachusetts. New leadership position will be responsible for overseeing administrative board operations. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Our weather brought to you by Kurt Lenshaw. He's at State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Kurt are there. ESPN 93.5. Okay, nice looking weather meteorologist Greg Solier.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van Nuys vicinity, and all is well across the area regarding weather. Coming off the scattering of showers and thunderstorms, and a couple of stronger storms in parts of the area yesterday evening time. But in good order, we go for the day today on a drier southwest to west wind flow. Still mild Pacific air with a partly to mostly sunny sky to evolve later this morning and into this afternoon. Maybe up north towards the Kankakee Strait. Shower can't be ruled out this morning. The high at about 72 in that west wind and southwesterly wind up to 40 miles per hour in gusts. Much cooler tonight. Diminishing wind will bottom out at around 48 of our increasing cloudiness with a shower thunderstorm in spots for the mid to late afternoon. Winds will come around southeast to high at 72. A couple of showers, thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night, low down to 45. Much cooler for the day on Friday, becoming partly sunny. The high near 58 degrees. For the weekend, cool, mid and upper 50s. A little frost patch Sunday morning with mid 30s. Heading towards a low to mid 60s the first half of next week. And some milder 70s after that. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday morning, Ed Martin and Brother Johnny. Today is Brother Johnny. Ed apparently got scheduling thing. Right. Daughter's getting an award.
Yes, and he needed to walk into the assembly. He thought it started at 9 a.m. Eastern time, but it starts at 8:30. So I told Stevie he could sit in the back and just mumble into his phone until his daughter got the award and then put the phone down and clap.
You don't want to be one of those dads. Focus.
Well, yeah, Stevie, the social media's up, so we could just kind of, you know, go tread softly.
Right? No idea. This Facebook pages have Facebook Live exploded. I don't have any idea why, but we went.
Well, we got very secure elections, and everything's going great.
Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you for adding that. Hey, it's a special day in Johnny's life because his daughter Sarah has a birthday, as does Diane Ducey's birthday today too.
Wow, Diane, happy what?
Thank
April
you.
April 17th.
Yep. That's right.
No kidding. And well, I remember. When Sarah was born, I actually was the assistant because the doctor didn't get there. So it was me and the nurse.
What? Oh wow. So, where was the doctor?
He just didn't make her. He just didn't make her.
I think that was a fast one because you had Matthew, then it was Sarah, then Bethany, but Sarah went quickly out of Bobby. I mean,
sometimes that
delivery happened very quickly, as I recall, right?
Well, I was holding the baby, and the doctor showed up at the door, and he allowed him to pass out. He goes, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. And so the nurse was good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was our pastor's wife who wanted to be there.
All right.
It was great. Yeah.
Woo! So it's a number of years ago, isn't it? I mean, that's a while.
Well, 36 years
ago. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Sarah Diane is old enough to be president. How about that?
Nice.
That's really good.
All right.
Well, all right. ESPN 93.5. It's... Where shall I begin? I mentioned the whole Donald Trump thing.
Right, with the court case going on.
Yeah, the court case. Essentially, he paid Stormy Daniels something that occurred in 2006.
Yeah, $130,000.
I think Jonathan Turley, I think, is a very credible voice. Actually, I think he's a Democrat, but he's on Fox.
Okay.
And he said, this is at most a misdemeanor, and the statute of limitations has run out.
Mm-hmm.
The DA who ran for his office as district attorney in Manhattan, trumped it up. He actually ran on, I'm going to get Trump. How do you in the justice system run on getting a person?
Well, especially in New York, you're probably going to win election.
That's right. That's why he said that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he got it to some sort of felony and a business fraud something. And they're picking the jury now, Johnny. They got 7 out of their 12. And I saw the profiles and the first 7, and there's 87% Biden voter in Harlem in whole Manhattan district. And, I'm not sure he's got any of those, so he might be over 7. He kind of needs 1. That's all I need.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is such a sham against poor Trump. I mean, you got to say poor Trump because they're throwing everything they can. When the New York Times says, listen, forget journalism, we've got to get this guy. Same basic thing. You know, he's in trouble because look at the Russian collusion thing. Look at the Ukrainian thing. I mean, it was just all, I think the phrase trumped up has new meaning, trumped up charges. And it's just, how about when Hillary said, we'll find the votes. And then when Trump says, go find the votes, they're prosecuting him for that.
Well, how about when Bill Clinton paid $850,000 to the woman while he was president? It's not equal.
Well, it's not just that, but the other thing is it's not even comparable. Trump was innocent on top of everything else, and these people actually did what they accused him of, and we've been watching it for what now 7 years.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard for me because it really shakes your confidence in the justice system.
No, it
that's
does.
Sure.
You don't want to ever weaponize, and unfortunately, I think it feels like we've done that. Okay, so here's Joe Biden, and he's got his Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense. They all got the memo on making sure Iran got their message.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't. I have one word. Don't.
To any actor, state or non-state, trying to take advantage of this crisis to attack Israel. Don't.
We have just one word. Don't.
Okay, so they did. And so there's a response coming, and I get it. But Johnny, I don't want escalation. I don't want, but if somebody throws a grenade at your house, hits the garage, and nobody gets killed, do you do anything about it? Well, nobody got hurt. It's okay. We had one little girl, I don't know if she made it. She's 7 years old. That's it. Out of 300, 400 different missiles and drones and things that were shot into Israel, I think they have to respond, but what do they do where it doesn't turn into World War III?
No, I don't know. It's always been a powder keg, and I don't know. It's Netanyahu, so he generally does come up with something, and he's got his hands full already in Gaza. But it's a surprise that Iran would do that. But I think it's, again, a matter of, well, right now there's really no U.S. to worry about, so let's see what happens. And that's why we need strong leadership here. We've been a very stabilizing force, I think you might have noticed, because when we kind of slip off the stage, things start to crumble around the globe.
Well, they sure do.
I'm not blaming Biden. I'm just telling you that we don't appear to be any real threat or any sort of enforcer, and which is, to be fair, fine with most of us, but look what happens. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's a threat to all of us. But what will Netanyahu do? Boy, that's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody getting hurt is actually, well, I guess the little girl, but
yeah.
the minimal amount of people hurt is a huge deal, because you tend to, okay, what are we going to do back about the same, which is basically hurl something at them. It's just like when we used to throw stones at each other's feet.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. When we were like, fault four.
How does it end, right? I mean, that's the...
I got hit in the head and I had to get stitches
I got you. Okay.
Greg had hit me with something.
I don't recall that. I must have been too young.
You're a little.
Okay, Brother Johnny, on the Tavern's Toy and Phone Line, we have Trump went to a convenience store, a bodega,
right,
the place where the guy was robbed, and he shot the perpetrator, and then the DA, the same DA, Alvin Bragg, charged him with murder. So he went to that place, and there were a mass of people in Harlem chanting, four more years. And
well,
so there's real energy, it would appear. And just an FYI on how some of the polling works, because they want this to be close. Maybe it is, and it's hard to imagine, but they don't do the traditional polling everywhere. Some places do a panel, and when you do a panel, the people doing the panel are Republican or Democrat and a little more active, so it's not the same as a random person on how you would vote. So it sometimes can sway that a little bit. If you ever see a poll, you ought to click on the methodology, and usually there's far more Democrats that participate than Republicans for some reason. So it's just fascinating, because the polls are still showing Trump winning darn near every, you know, battleground state, except Wisconsin is tied. But it's a long way to the election, and they're trying to hang a conviction on them. I think they got a really good chance in this one. All right, so Johnny, this is what happens to a person's life, I guess, when everybody tells you how great you are. And what does the Lord expect from you? To live justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. The wisdom of Katie Couric, I present to you now.
Katie
Couric, longtime NBC Morning. So this is her intellectual, let's pull out the big words, because everybody for about 30 years has said how incredibly brilliant I am.
Socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment, which are Trump voters,
right,
or anti-establishment.
Absolutely.
Voters. So I think that is a huge problem that we have to address. I mean, globalization and, you know, the transition from an industrial to a technological society. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has, or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter, almost bile feeling.
Right.
Very professorial. It was on TikTok from Bill Marshall from HBO, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, Johnny, essentially, let me translate. Trump voters are idiots.
Okay.
That's kind of what she said. So.
Well, what she was saying is there's all kinds of divisions that the radical progressives are causing by accusing each various party and group of one thing or another and making everybody mad. It's just like the old trick coming, hey, that guy just hit you in the back. He did? Yeah, well, you when he didn't. And you start a fight. And that's what progressives have been doing for 10 years with the identity politics, with the elitism versus the deplorables. What about the police? They're out mm-hmm. to get us. They just divide in every way possible. And then somebody like her sits there and analyzes it as, well, we just have to manage the industrial change to technology. Well, there's no it's a transition to make it easier to have industry, but we're not going to be able to eat. And so what they're transitioning in it is into a state that will take care of us. That's where they want to go. That's how I would translate that is we'll take care of these idiots, even though they don't deserve it, but they can't do anything. Just stay home. We'll tell you when you can leave and we'll get you whatever you need to eat. We'll decide what that is. And that's where this ultimately heads. If we don't want any of it. We want to be free and independent. And it's always a fight to keep it, and we're in one. So I think one of the problems, too, Diane, we don't realize how hard these other people are fighting. We keep just going along as if, man, look at that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's getting bad.
Mm-hmm. Why are, if this is true, most billionaires Democrats?
That's a good question. That is an excellent question. I guess they think they need to change the world for a better place. And in a large perspective, you could say the Americans have it way too much better than everybody else. The problem is the only possible cure for that is to take everything from everybody so we're all equal. And then there's always the billionaires who get it all.
Yeah.
This has been tried before, and it doesn't work. And so why? I guess it's driven with, I guess, good intentions, but it turns into probably a little more of a self-centered demagoguery that it always crashes and burns. So, I've observed the same thing.
Question two, why do the majority of Democrats vote for, I'm sorry, why do the majority of Jewish people vote Democrat?
Is that still true? And that one is beyond me. Why would you walk across the Red Sea after there's a pillar of fire keeping the soldier back and build a golden calf? You answer that one, and then I'll get my answer for why they're voting Democrat.
I don't know. I there's some things that maybe, and again, tradition. That's what, but things have changed so dramatically politically around here in the last decade. It's just shocking.
No, the Democrats have always had a good Jewish following, and listen, Netanyahu fights for his political life like Trump over there, you know?
Yeah.
He's been in and out so many times, and there's a lot of liberals in Israel. They're not, I wouldn't call them progressives, though. Progressives are kind of just wacky, and the liberals are just, I don't know, they see a different world, and they don't seem to be quite as grounded in reality.
Yeah. So. Well, let me take a shot at the Republicans.
don't
get rid of your speaker. My goodness. I mean, and you had kind of explained to me yesterday that in this setting, you're going to have to kind of give and take a little, or you'll never get anything, right?
Well, so there's the right wing, let's call them, is so tired of giving the Democrats A, B, C, D. They're saying no. But the result of that with our system is you'll end up giving them everything because your side self-destructs. So you have to maintain your position as the majority, and you can't do that when you can't find some ground to where we'll get as much of what we want as we can. And they're saying, nope, we're drawing a line in the sand, and that line in the sand blows up in their face. The Democrats have it to a fault. They have it down to a fault. They will not break ranks. And as a result, the wrong people get charged like they are now, and they're doing crazy things. But they stick together. There's nobody they're going to find this any better than Mike Johnson as far as trying to get something done. And things like the budget, which you have to get done. And so I just think it's a little bit irrational to just start screaming that the next one's going to get thrown out.
It's very, very, and they have to know that if I'm saying, okay, you guys, unbelievable, it's just enough. Stick with Mike Johnson and let's just get.
Well,
the
it also does hurt us in the big election.
Yeah, no question.
And so that's just not what we want. So,
well, you're aware of Riley Gaines, a swimmer from Kentucky, who the
I know the whole story. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
she won her event. She's the woman's national champ, and actually she tied the guy. But they gave it to him.
Yeah, they tied and gave him first.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I mentioned that because Riley Gaines is coming to the University of Illinois tomorrow.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, nobody knows about it, but she's speaking, and I don't know how to get hold of her. I'd love to have her on, but
right.
I'm sure she's very gun-shy from the standpoint of being blasted by various media outlets, but
she's not too gun-shy. She's something else.
I would love to contact her. Diane, good luck.
I can reach out.
Like I've got
nothing else going on today.
Yeah, that's right. It's her birthday.
She's only 24.
You know, it's Diane's birthday today. I don't know if I mentioned that.
And Stevie, Sarah's 37. I told you she was 36, but man, time flies. 37.
Okay, wow. Very good.
Wow.
So, Riley Gaines is 24, University of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Is where she
And she's
was
been
swimming.
Very outspoken, but there is the Reclaim Feminism featuring Riley Gaines speaking at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, April 18, 6 p.m.
Okay.
So there you go.
I got a comment on outspoken. What do you expect? She won the girls' camp. She worked all her life for it. Not only they gave the guy the only trophy, they said, well, we only have one trophy, gave it to him. Sports Illustrated has a big spread on the winner, and then he's in the locker room watching him undress just to top it all off.
Yeah.
And she just said, that was it. That was it for me.
Yeah, no question.
So she started this whole, group that wants to pull.
And they've got something called the Riley Gaines Center. Maybe we could look up that number.
Okay.
Riley Gaines Center.
I'll tell you, I think that Caitlin Clark pushed that movement back a little bit.
Okay, I just the got reason some text they got, in on how I can make this happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, no.
I think the reason we're getting away with that, Steve, was nobody watched girls' sports that much. Well, I think Caitlin changed that quite a bit, and I think that transgender issue is going to probably come a little more often to the benefit of the women.
Well, for Caitlin Clark, the women's game's never seen this. Caitlin Clark's announcement, was it? Was what
the WNBA was the most viewed for the draft?
Oh yeah,
it peaked at 3.09 million. The previous record was when UConn's Diane Taurasi or something 601,000.
Yeah, so five times.
Yeah.
And then they had 17,000 in Indiana,
Cambridge Fieldhouse, to watch
the draft. I mean, and her teammates are jumping up and down, right. Then put Caitlin's jersey on. So they're all pretty
right,
pretty jacked
That's
up.
Great.
So she's.
I want to get tickets. Let's go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now that's in a different arena. Tell me, I think. Well, I don't know. The court theoretically a little different, but I thought they played on common courts.
I think they do. The only ball is a little smaller. Otherwise, 10 feet. The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, I appreciate filling in for Ed Martin. We'll get him back next Wednesday. But thanks for everything here this morning. We appreciate talking and get back to Bible study and pray for us. So.
And check Stevie and Diane out on Facebook. Yes, sir. We're going now.
There we go.
Let's go. Let's
on
go.
Stevie's Facebook private page. We need to get that on Stevie's podcast.
Yeah. Anytime you want to do that,
okay.
It's fine with me. But none
right.
of us know how. That's the issue.
We need to hand it off to somebody younger than us.
That's Brother Johnny on the Tavern's Towing phone line. We jump to our weather this morning, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
If you're looking for a new door, energy saving, kind of the centerpiece for your home, and you go to the back doors too, and those sliding doors to get in and out of the patio, there's a great special going on in April. Just visit kramersiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity. Just a couple of random showers and thunderstorms yesterday, late evening, and then through parts of the overnight hours. We sit in good shape with the absence of any widespread severe weather, as was expected. A little secondary system will come here with some additional rainfall later tomorrow. After that, a cool, dry weekend in store, and a moderating trend in temperatures and a dry weather pattern that gets going for next week and beyond. There is that pattern shift finally. Windy today, partly sunny skies, maybe a shower up north towards the Kankakee this morning. Gusty southwest to west winds, a high around 72. Windy early on tonight, then mostly clear and cooler, low down to 48. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, shower, thunderstorm for the afternoon and evening hours, high up to 72. We'll level off for the 40s tomorrow night, partly sunny, and about 58 on Friday. Highs in the mid to upper 50s for the weekend, into the low to mid 60s. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, low to mid 70s. Later next week, in a largely dry weather pattern for Springfield work next week as well. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
ABC Tomorrow.
It's country music's biggest night.
The CMA Awards, live. With performances by Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Kay Michelle. Old Dominion with Megan Maroney. Carly Pierce featuring Chris Stapleton. Tanya Tucker with Little Big Town. And more.
The best in country music! Woo!
Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning host.
The CMA Awards, live.
Tomorrow, 8, 7 Central on ABC. And stream next day on Hulu.
It's our friend Steve Suderman. He is at Good Vibes, where you get the cool televisions and sound systems and all these words and things that make the TV picture clearer, yes. Which I didn't think you could get much better.
I love
but
it.
The Masters was gorgeous. Holy moly.
Oh. It's kind of unbelievable. And the Masters, thanks to DirecTV and some other companies, some of that stuff is brought in 4K, and it goes from the most beautiful thing you've ever seen to it's indescribable. Oh, there are no words. It's
oh,
just,
my goodness.
You just, hey, happy birthday to Diane.
Thank you.
If you're welcome, I should have baked the cake, right?
So,
there was great news about the Arizona Guard coming here.
Yeah, Kylan Boswell.
Coming to play for Coach Underwood that used to, I mean, went to Urbana, high, junior high, whatever it was, and is coming. I can't imagine what coaching is like with the NIL that's kind of morphing into a pay-for-play, and then the transfer portal just to make sure that everybody's done a mixed master.
Right.
Oh my gosh, everybody in this company has been here 20 years, 30 years. Lindy has been here 3.5 years, I think, now, already.
And one of you been there 53 years, so.
Yeah, and you're talking to him, and, you know, it's... But spring, it brings all this new stuff, and it's, you know, for us old guys, you still get invigorated by the things coming out. Today we hope to land the LG G4 OLEDs. Now, that's some jargon, but it's their flagship TV, and it's been reviewed as maybe the best TV money can buy, period. No consideration for what it costs. And I can't wait to see it because, you know, those guys' best effort is really spectacular. Now, Samsung and Sony might have something to say about that, and, of course, they do. So, but we've got them, too, and they've got all new stuff.
So when is this baby coming in?
We're expecting the truck to land today sometime.
Wow.
So
and how big is
we'll
it?
We'll have it out of the box as quick as we can.
How big is it?
Well, they come in any size you want, up to 83,
wow.
So
wow.
It's pretty big. But we still have that 8-foot TV, and I'll tell you, everybody we put in front of that thing.
98, that's a 98-inch.
Yeah, the 98-inch TV, it's 8 feet. We just say 8 feet,
eight
which is 96, really.
Television
big.
That's thin.
Wow.
And wow, you do need three guys to install that puppy, don't you?
Oh, that's a fact. Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
And
it's
so
got
is
a heavy-duty handle.
$10,000, what is that, in an 8-foot television, how much?
It is, right at the moment, $79.99,
oh.
And it is going back to $69.99,
oh.
Which is when I thought, okay, this is cool. It takes a week before that happens, but it's going to be back on. I think it's going to end up there.
All right, people got to come in, right? They got to come see this stuff.
And get the audio demo that goes with it, because that's just the rest of that completes the picture, literally. You can look at things on gvibes.com and kind of get an idea of what we do and what we sell and what it costs. But then come see the real thing, because you don't get that off a website.
Yeah, and I know people like to go to box stores. Go to Good Vibes. You got guys that'll... What's the point?
Best Buy laid off most of the Geek Squad.
If you can't, well, there you go. And if you can't put the wheels on your whatever you bought, what good is it? You got to have the right everything. And then you got to have a phone number to call the guy when you can't figure out how to turn it on. So there's that. So anyway, it's Steve Suderman, Good Vibes. How can I find your location? How can I get hold of you?
We are at 2010 Round Bar next to the driver's license facility. You can call us at 351-0909. Look us up at gvibes.com.
You the man, Steve. We appreciate you. A little Stevie Wonder and the Beatles here to let you get out of here. But always a pleasure, my friend.
A medley?
A little medley. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you.
April 17th. I love it.
It's Diane Ducey's birthday. We're celebrating.
It's just so fun when you see the messages come in on Facebook and people you haven't seen in years, and, you know, people from college, people that you've worked with at community events. I mean, it's just a blast. I wish it was April 17th every day.
Well, make sure you message Diane on Facebook.
Here we go.
Or text 217-359-2255.
Mm-hmm.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. We're coming right back. Don't forget your Stever today. It's at GoStever.com from PDR Automotive. Check it out.